Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. This is an exciting week at Mountain Brook Baptist. Please continue to pray even now for the children who are part of our Vacation Bible School. And since it is Tune In Tuesday, at the end of the podcast, I'll have a little snippet of the children's music time for you to enjoy. As we open the scriptures, we are mindful, just as the children are learning, that Jesus is the light of the world. And so as we come to your word, Lord, we ask that you would illumine our hearts. Genesis chapter 39. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt. Potiphar, an Egyptian who was one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted to his care everything he owned. From the time he put him in charge of his household and of all he owned, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. The blessing of the Lord was on everything Potiphar had, both in the house and in the field. So he left in Joseph's care everything he had. With Joseph in charge, he did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate. Now Joseph was well built and handsome, and after a while his master's wife took notice of Joseph and said, "Come to bed with me." But he refused. "With me in charge," he told her, "my master does not concern himself with anything in the house. Everything he owns has been entrusted to my care. No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" And though she spoke to Joseph day after day, he refused to go to bed with her or even be with her. One day he went into the house to attend to his duties, and none of the household servants was inside. She caught him by his cloak and said, "Come to bed with me." But he left his cloak in her hand and ran out of the house. When she saw that he had left his cloak in her hand and had run out of the house, she called her household servants. "Look," she said to them, "this Hebrew has been brought to us to make sport of us. He came in here to sleep with me, but I screamed. When he heard me scream for help, he left his cloak beside me and ran out of the house." She kept his cloak beside her until his master came home. Then she told him the story. "That Hebrew slave you brought us came to me to make sport of me. But as soon as I screamed for help, he left his cloak beside me and ran out of the house." When his master heard the story his wife told him, saying, "This is how your slave treated me," he burned with anger. Joseph's master took him and put him in prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. But while Joseph was there in prison, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. So the warden put Joseph in charge of all those held in the prison, and he was made responsible for all that was done there. The warden paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care, because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. And now let us turn over to Psalm 149. As we are approaching the end of the Psalms, I'm thinking about different themes throughout the Psalms that show up in Psalm 149. One is the theme of singing a new song to the Lord. Another theme that I see here that is repeated throughout the Psalms is that the Lord takes delight in His people. Just sit and rest in that thought for a moment. Two more things that I noticed. One is that we are to sing for joy on our beds. So praising the Lord when we rest, when we lie down at night, when we put our head on the pillow. And then verse 6, may the praise of God be on our mouths as a double-edged sword in our hands. So praise is not only when we're resting, but it's also practical. It's evangelistic. It is purposeful living. And I think that that is a really good way to come towards the end of the Psalms. This psalm also begins and ends with the words, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, His praise in the assembly of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their King. Let them praise His name with dancing, and make music to Him with tambourine and harp. For the Lord takes delight in His people. He crowns the humble with salvation. Let the saints rejoice in this honor, and sing for joy on their beds. May the praise of God be in their mouths, and a double-edged sword in their hands, to inflict vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all His saints. Praise the Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together every day. Can't wait for you to hear some of the sweet voices singing to you from Vacation Bible School. Will you pray with me? Father, we want to take a moment just to adore You, to thank You that You delight in Your people. Make us mindful of a scripture today. Perhaps the scripture that is associated with the Vacation Bible School that reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world. We come to You asking for Your help in the challenges that we face today. We raise our concerns for our world and our nation. Please bless our community and our church. And now we lift to You those whom we love. We ask Your watch care, Your blessing upon them. Be with our family today and our extended family. We ask for salvation for those on our prayer list who do not know You. And we lift to You the heavy burdens that are on our prayer list that others carry or that we know of from the world around us. And now, Lord, we lift to You our own personal needs for the day. Help us to remember that You are our shepherd, and in Your presence is fullness of joy. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. your favorite part about VBS?
Right now, gym. Everything.
Oh.
Gym.
Yeah. What was y'all's favorite thing about VBS?
There's all my friends there.
I like when there's all my friends there.
What do y'all like about VBS?
Snacks.
Yes.